last night. A vision. I saw a world full of people. Everybody was dancing and screaming loud. They were just there to listen to the music. It was deep. It was underground. Let's turn the world into a dance floor.
Are you guys ready for a state of trance? Put your hands in the air.
This is a State of Trance podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Armin van Buuren, and I'm here in the studio with Ruben Durant, and we have a special podcast to tell you all about the State of Trance Year Mix 2021 that was just released. We received so many fan questions, and I thought it would be cool to talk a little bit about the background. And in a normal State of Trance radio show, we don't have that time for that, so we use the podcast. So welcome, Ruben. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm very excited about this release, of course. I've been listening to the very first versions already, and every time there's a little bit of improvement because there's so many people here at the office that have little feedback for you during the whole mix. What I would love to know from you, how did you come about starting the State of Trance year mixes? I think back in 2002 was the first one, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Why did you start making a State of Trance year mixes?
When I was a little kid, I grew up listening to Ben Liebrand, who mm-hmm. for me is the Jedi Master. You know, I'm his apprentice. And he used to have this thing called the Grand Mix. Mm-hmm. And in that Grand Mix, he had 1 hour that showcased all the hits of that year. So I think the first one was 1983 and the last one was 1992. And he's been doing it again. So there's still a Grand Mix going on. It's very popular in Holland mm-hmm. And abroad. He has many fans. And I became good friends with him through the Ben Liebrand fan club when I was really young, 16, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And I always dreamed of doing mixes like that. You know, I love making mashups. You know, I call it 1 + 1 = 3. So you have one track and one, and because you put them on each other, they create something extra. And mm-hmm. and that's what I love about being a DJ. So I met Ben Liebrand several times. He was actually part of my education. I remember traveling to his studio in near Nijmegen. He now lives in Canada, by the way. And he was the inspiration to start the State of Trance Year Mix. Mm-hmm. Of course, he does it more about other styles in dance music. He does it about house and about, you know, techno. And I focus more on trance music. So I started my radio show on June 1st, 2001. And I met Ben just for a friendly coffee in his house. And he introduced me to the very first version of Ableton Live.
Okay.
I think it was version 2 or 3 at the time. I'm not really sure, but he showed me what was possible with the software, and I was blown away. I was like, wow, can you do that? You stretch audio. And it was really new at the time that mm-hmm. it was so easy to make mixes with Ableton. And so I bought Ableton, or I think I got a promo version of it. I went home and I decided to do my own sort of special mix in my radio show, State of Trance, that was then at episode, I don't know, 150, 160, I don't know. Which I used to do live in Amsterdam at the time at ID&T Radio, the main office building. And then I just did that mix for fun, the 2004 edition.
So that was the first year mix.
The first year mix was never meant to be released. It was just a, for me, an experimentation to see how I could use Ableton.
Yeah.
So I basically put all the tracks into Ableton and made them really short. And so the 2004 year mix initially wasn't released at all. It was just meant for the radio show. Mm-hmm. But the reaction was amazing. And at that point, there weren't 100 tracks in the mix yet. It was just, people were like, wow, this is amazing. Because, you know, I have flashbacks to all the tracks from 2004.
Yeah, but 2004, that's a whole different world because your promos were still on vinyl.
Yep.
I guess. So yep. So did you rip everything off vinyl and cut bits and pieces? And in the very first edition of Ableton, that must have been hard work, to be honest.
Yeah, it was hard work. So the year mix sounded very different, of course, at the time. And then in 2005, I wanted to do another one. And I met Raymond here at Cloud9 Music, mm-hmm. which was a new company that we started. And I told him about the State of Trance year mix. And he was like, I want to release that. I said, well, you must be completely crazy because if you want to release a mix that has more than 100 tracks, you have to license, you know, you have to ask permission to all those 100, to all the labels. So you have to go to each label and ask for permission to put it in the mix. So you have to make a deal and everything. And he said, well, I want to do it. So I said, okay. So that was the first actual released version of the year mix. Mm-hmm. And it was such a massive success. I think it charted number 1 in the Netherlands. And So the years after I followed, we decided to release the year mix every year on CD. You know, at the time, streaming wasn't popular yet. And later, we actually decided to also release the 2004 version of the year mix.
So that one was released afterwards?
It was released after, yeah. Okay. I think it was a few years after the 2005 edition was released.
And you still had the project and you did some alterations, of course.
Yeah. So traditionally, every year, when we open the voting for the tune of the year, every year we have an episode in which we play the top 50 most popular trance tracks of the year. I've mm-hmm. been doing that since 2001. We have a web voting, and you know how it goes because we go through the voting together, and we really want to have an accurate reflection of the tracks that matter of that year. Mm-hmm. And I use the standings of the list so far, so it still changes, but it gives me kind of a rough outline of what the most top 100 most popular trance tracks of the year will be. Mm-hmm. And then we start approaching the listener. You help me with that every time. We start approaching the producers of all these tracks to ask them for stems. Stems is the individual elements of a track. For example, the vocal, the beats. So a lot of producers, they do send me those stems. Thank you very much to all those producers that do. And then I just lock myself in the studio. I have no engineer helping me in the studio. I'm just by myself. It's a lot of work because I think I spend roughly about a day in just 10 minutes of the mix because I want everything to run very smooth. So not only in key, but you have to have, you know, kind of a smooth transition throughout the whole mix. So it's not only just a matter of key and BPM, it's also flow, you know, and so for the track selection of the year mix, I always...
Yeah, that's actually a question from Maria Clearwater on Instagram. She asks, what is the criteria you adhere to when selecting the songs for the mix?
Well, there's two criteria. The first one is the listeners. So the standing so far of the Tune of the Year voting. That top 100 list, that is actually my guidance. So we actually approach labels beforehand to say, like, is it possible to license the track? Mm-hmm. So roughly, I would say about 5 to 10% we cannot use for the year mix simply because the labels don't grant us the rights. They don't want it to be part of the year mix or, you know, stuff like that. And we have to honor that.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I think only about 5 or 6 tracks that I really wanted in the mix do not make the mix because most labels are very... kind and give us permission to use.
But we have about, let's say we play 1,000 tracks in a year in the State of Trance. You narrow it down to the top 100 that you just listed, but you also have your own favorites.
Yeah. I also put tracks in there that I think some listeners maybe have forgotten or mm-hmm. maybe that I didn't play in a radio show because I'm human, you know. I miss some of the biggest tracks of the year.
It happens.
Mostly not, but there's always one or two that just manage to slip through and they score really big on Beatport and 1001 Tracklist and then they're like, oops. So we do include it in the year mix. But that's normal, I think. You know?
Because... And also, you're working on it and then suddenly a track comes out that you're like, okay, I have to put this in. I think it was this year with Factor B, I think.
Yeah. The Factor B track was one of the tracks I added last when I already was past that point. It's really difficult when you're like halfway through the mix and you have to add a track because everything is in key. It's like everything's locked together. I think in the year mix, almost nonstop, you always hear 4 tracks simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So you may hear the beat from one track. You may hear the hi-hats from another track. You may hear the bass line from the third track and an a cappella from the fourth track.
Sometimes you have a track going out for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just a kick or something. Just to keep everything together and like...
Well, the idea behind like the mixes... Yeah, the idea behind the mixes is that if you listen to the mix in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it takes you back to the year 2021. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool if you're like, if you're going sporting, the music doesn't stop. You know, you don't hear anybody talking. The music just goes on and on. So there's not breaks. There's no breaks. It's just, you know, beats going on and on and on. Just keep that energy going. It's a style of mixing, a style that I normally don't use for my radio shows.
Mm-hmm. And my question now, how did you start? Like, how do you start a year mix? Because you sit in front of your screen, you have all these tracks lined up. Where do you start and how?
I start with importing all the WAV, the uncompressed format of the tracks. Mm-hmm. So first I have to buy a lot of tracks. I have to ask labels to give me permission to use the tracks. And then I have a rough list of about 150, 160 tracks. And then I start ordering them. Like I would order a DJ set. Like, you know, I don't start with a 138 track. That comes later, you know. So the first hour is like maybe 124, 125. So I try to make an order. And it's not only with key and BPM. I also look at...
You do that in Rekordbox?
I do it in Rekordbox, okay, yeah. I use... And then I import those tracks into Ableton. And I line up the acapellas if I have one. So I make sure that the position of the acapella is exactly the same. And then I adjust the levels. So I mix it really low in level. Because after the mix is done, I send it to Arjan Rietvink, previously done by Marco van der Hoorn, and now done by Arjan Rietvink. He double checks all my transitions, the levels, the EQing. You know, you want the color of the mix to be the same throughout, so you don't get distracted. So it's really a 2-hour journey, a 2-hour rabbit hole.
And then, how many masks later do you have it done? Because it takes
I counted last. This year's edition has something like, I wrote it down because I always write a little personal note in the physical copy of the year mix. And I think it was like 6,800 mouse clicks or parts, individual parts. So that could be a kick or a snare or an effect or an edit, you know, in the mix. And everything has to run smoothly throughout, and it's just a labor of love.
Do you, for example, 1 or 2 years later, you listen back to the year mix and you're like, hey, that was not so smooth? Or in general, it's okay.
I mean, I have that with my previous tracks as well. I think mixes and tracks are always a photograph of that moment. You know, if I would create a track like In and Out of Love right now, it would sound different because I'm using different, you know, equipment in the studio right now than I was. But I think that's actually the cool thing. You know, my albums, my tracks, my mixes are always a photograph of the Armin at that specific time.
And now one of the most important parts, because you addressed this already in the State of Trance in the regular episode. Every year you have an intro and an outro. Normally it's a funny skit that you write together with Steve Chris, but this year you took a different approach.
The intro is kind of a tradition if you do a year mix. Ben Liebrand started with that, of course. He has the robot intro voice. I didn't want to do the robot because that is kind of, you know, Ben is that, you know, the grand mix. I don't want to touch the grand mix. And also his style is different than my style. And trance music is a different sound. So yeah. I thought of an idea to do skits. So the last 10 years I've been doing skits, a little comedy at the start of the mix.
Something funny. The rabbit hole, of course.
And the rabbit hole. And we have Jack the voice doing the big intro. And the skit is just something funny, you know, like getting my license to DJ again, or, you know, finding a mixtape in the trash and stuff like that. But this year, of course, we had the coronavirus, and I thought this was not the right time to do something funny.
Yeah.
So I wrote something with Stevie Cripps, who is also responsible for all the liners of the radio show.
And the jingles.
Yeah. And he's a good friend, and he helps out. So always in about October, around ADE, I call him up. I say, yo, what's up, Stevie?
You have to come up with an idea again.
And usually I think of the idea actually when I'm on the phone with him. So we always start chatting, and because he's English, you know, I'm Dutch. Don't forget that. I speak a little bit English, but it's not as, you know, I make mistakes sometimes. I think the people who are proper from the UK or from America, they hear that sometimes I make little mistakes, and some people like that, but it's, you know, I'm human. I try to do my best. Anyway, I always go through on the script with him. So together we wrote a script, and this time I wanted kind of a chanty voice, you know, a little bit like Martin Luther King or something. You know,
like
big.
a preacher,
a preaching voice,
or MC.
So we were looking online, and through a couple of sources, we found Uni Visol, super nice guy, amazing voice, and we asked him. So I did a session with him online because of COVID, I couldn't visit him, but we did an online session, and then he was reading the text in all kinds of different tonalities, and I was like, it wasn't it. So I said, just, you know, think you are preaching somewhere. And then he came up with the voice. So I'll play you a little bit of the intro of the State of Trance year mix. So this is the infamous year mix whoosh.
We used to dance together. The parties never ended. The lights flashed and we danced with not a care in the world.
So that is actually a reference to, you know, the corona crisis. But also, I spoke to a lot of my friends who went through some sort of a personal development. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. A lot of people changed jobs, decided they want to do something else in life. It's like a global meditation, you know. So I wrote something about that. Also for me, you know, I made a lot of changes in my life during COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's not only a lyric that I wrote about something that people can relate to, but it's also a personal story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing a lot of meditation right now. I'm really into meditating every day. I drew inspiration from those meditations.
Is that why there is a sort of a heartbeat in there as well?
Yeah.
Like to calm you down?
Yeah, to calm you down, to keep you grounded, to try and keep you here in the moment. And to give you, you know, a little bit of reassurance that everything will be okay. You know, after COVID, we will learn how to dance again. So no matter how difficult life can be sometimes, we will learn how to dance again. And that is the hopeful message that I hope to bring to a lot of people who are currently suffering from the effects of the coronavirus, whether it's financial, physical, I don't know, emotional. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everybody went through some kind of trouble in his life due to the virus.
So you go from like a funny skit to like a real message, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting though. That's a year of growth for Mr. Van Buren as well.
It is. Well, every year mix still needs to be different.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really cool because this is the 18th edition. My wife always hates it when I do the year mixes.
Because you're locked away.
I'm locked away in the studio. My kids don't get any attention. You know, I'm in the studio from 8:30 in the morning till like 5:30, and then in the evenings, two more hours, you know, and then I go for a run and I check the 10 minutes back that I made that day. And then I got back and I hear all these mistakes and I have to fix, like this little reverb, that little crash, that little... You know, it's such a... Well, you know it, you know, because you... I always send you one of the first versions.
Yeah.
Like when I'm at 30 minutes or 40 minutes.
And I go through it with...
And then Ruben goes with, you know, with the binoculars. You're like, Mr. Clouseau, checking like, is there another mistake? And then I get a list from Ruben and I have to go back and fix all that.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good because, you know, I hope that is my... you know, I'm a huge fan of trance music. I support trance music. I love this community. And I just see it as, you know, all the year mixes in a row are a story. You know, they are a story of the early start of trance music. You know, trance music was born in 97, 98. Well, I missed those first few years, but I made up with that with the celebration mix that we did.
Yeah.
Because not only the State of Trance year mixes are in that style, but I did a special mix earlier this year to celebrate 1,000 episodes of this radio show, the State of Trance 1,000.
That's really a journey through sounds.
Yeah, and that really sort of sums up 20 years of year mixes. And if you listen to all the year mixes in a row, you basically hear the whole history of trance and of this radio show.
Yeah, true. And another thing that's we see it in the background here, if you're watching the video, one of the things that also stands out every year mix is the artwork.
Yeah.
What can you tell about the artwork this year?
Well, the year mix always comes at the end of the year. So I always wanted to sort of sum up a year, looking back on what happened globally, what happened with music. And so I thought I want to do something with the, you know, a picture of the earth and a picture of technology. So we have had really remarkable
with
covers where we put speakers, where we put the earth is actually a cone of the speakers.
Yeah.
Or it's part of the cones of the headphones or it's actually a record, you know, the 2005 edition was the earth, but then flat. So that's a cool thing. So I like that. And I like the fact that we kept the artwork basically in the same sphere. But it's always, you know, behind the scenes, not a lot of people know this, but there's a lot of fights going on. And this year's artwork obviously is a little reference to the Infinity logo.
Also for Forever.
And that's the State of Trance Forever. Yeah, because that's kind of the back theme of a State of Trance 1000.
Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful. It shows day and night and also like a new day is coming or something like that. Very detailed. Hey, maybe I got it. Another, when I look at the track list, to be honest, one of the trends that I see at least this year is a lot of remixes of classics.
Yeah, I think that is something that has to do with COVID.
Yeah, you have, if I watch the year mix from track 17, you have 1998, then Haiju, then you have On the Beach, Children, all just a little block. It's all reworks of classics.
Yeah, I'm to be honest, that I'm not the biggest fan of reworks because I feel that I think we need to look forward with electronic music.
Yeah.
And there's so much to say about new music. You know, there's so many new guys coming up. There's new trends being set. Mm-hmm. Having said that, though, with everybody being in lockdown, I see that on my profiles, you know, streaming profiles as well. I see my older tracks actually streaming better than ever before.
Really?
You know, tracks like In and Out of Love or This Is What It Feels Like or blah, blah, blah.
Do you think it's people grabbing back to nostalgia?
Yeah. I think, you know, in COVID, people just want to be reminded of the great parties mm-hmm. they went to. Mm-hmm. And the new tracks, unfortunately, they don't have any memories because,
you haven't heard them on the dance floor or
exactly,
something like that.
Yeah. So I try to find a delicate balance. There's some reworks you simply cannot deny, you know, like the Thin Liquor remix of Children.
Yeah.
It was already big. It was already big in 2020. Hide You, amazing version. Binary Refinery always keeps coming back in one form or the other. So I added some, but not a lot, you know.
Yeah.
The main focus, I would say 80% of the year mix is still brand new music, and it is actually from 2021.
And looking at brand new music, what has been your musical highlight of this year or of this mix?
I think, you know, it was really hard to pick because I was so productive because I wasn't touring. So I did a lot of new tracks in the studio.
36 tracks this year or something?
Yeah, 35? A lot. Too much. I've been getting criticism for that. I know. Yama, my track with Vini Vici is great. But also, you know, there's some really, like, I wouldn't say simple, but really effective melodies. Like, this is one of my favorites, and that's in the year mix.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea Rebecca, Tunica Est. It's not even on an Armada label. I just love the atmosphere. You know, the energy in this one is simply amazing. And of course, my track that I did with Susanna that we wrote especially for The State of Trance Forever. We just released the Rising Star mix of it. I am home with you. I am home with you. There's music in my heart. We're surrounded by the stars. That track is actually not in this form in the mix. I only use the a cappella and mm-hmm. I put that on the track I did with Rank One. Because it kindly all came together.
Yeah.
So
it's one big mashup. I think one of the highlights of this year in the studio is actually when Susanna was here singing this song. Just thinking about it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
I have some fan questions as well. What was the hardest year to make a track selection? Comes from Ross.
I think one of the early years must have been the hardest because at that point my name wasn't, you know, set yet and I was still struggling to get my name out there. So a lot of labels were very hesitant to grant me the rights to use in the year mix.
And there was also more labels, I think, back
then.
Yeah,
and I was signed to a US label that didn't want to give me the rights for for my own tracks.
I remember those days.
So I couldn't include my own tracks in my own mix, which was... I'm still mad at that, you know, but it's all fine, you know. That's all in the past. And now I'm, you know, I can include every track I want, but I don't want it to be an Armin van Buuren mix. It should really be a mix about, you know, the trance tracks that actually mattered in 2021.
That basically says it right there. How did you decide which track of yourself was going to be on this mix and which wasn't?
Well, I look at the standings. I look at the top 100 of the voting. So,
yeah. And how did you look at that? You were like... Why is that not in? Or
yeah. That, I mean, let's put it this way: the top 50 of the year that we always broadcast the week before we broadcast the year mix is always really a selection by the listeners. It's not a selection of you or me.
Yeah,
it's really I take pride in the fact that we really want to give an overview of the sound that mattered in 2021.
Yeah, because I remember the last. Well, we give our personal top fives as well.
Yeah, those are always completely different.
They're always different. Yeah. It happens so many times that a top five that I have is not even, none of the tracks is in there maybe.
And maybe we should say something about all the cheaters out there.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Because I know every day you look at the standings so far.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm not going to shame name anyone, but the funny thing is that, for example, last week a track was played in the show and the day after it's in the top 10.
I'm like, but it gets like 5,000 number ones.
It's unbelievable. Like, please don't.
Yeah, guys,
we see it. We look at the list every day.
Yeah, and we check IP addresses and we see like, oh, you know, guys. We know it's somebody's cheating, but it also means that somebody really loves the track and wants support.
That is true.
And you know, we really do take all the votes into account. So we are very careful with your selections.
And in the end, when we take out the cheaters, the list is really a reflection of what we think is also the...
Yeah. So there's no manipulation going on.
No, absolutely not. Amy's done. Very legit and cool question. When will the State of Trance Year Mix be broadcasted?
The State of Trance Year Mix will be broadcasted as the last State of Trance episode of the year.
With video.
So since we're now a video radio show, we also have to do something special.
Yeah.
And so the moment I'm done with the actual year mix, it actually goes to the video team, who has even more work than me to find proper video. And this year I didn't do many gigs because of COVID. I only did about 20 gigs. And I have to use that footage. I mean, it was easy when I did 100 gigs and I brought my little vlog camera with me.
Yeah.
This year, there's none of that. There's only a few gigs that I've done and that created footage. So yeah, I'm really curious to see this year's edition.
Well, I think it's going to be good. You had some amazing shows, to be honest. Which one is the first one that comes up in your mind when you think of 2021? Which show brings back I would say in 20 years, you'll think that show was amazing.
Every show has been special because...
No, you have to pick one. We're not going to do that.
No, but the atmosphere is different this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, EDC Orlando springs to mind. You know, 90,000 people. I never thought I'd see a crowd like that again. You know, when I was deep into lockdown, we were all like...
You thought it was over?
I thought it was over and I thought it was a dream. You know, we were all just stuck in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say State of Trance Mexico was really special. Creamfields was the first real big one. I played in Andorra. My first gig ever in Andorra, the small country between...
That was your first show after lockdown.
Yeah, and it was also the first show in pouring rain. Like literally 5 minutes into my set, it started pouring. But I was so happy to be on stage again, man. I didn't mind the actual, torrential rain. It was happening. And it was so good to be back in the US as well. You know, playing shows in Chicago, New York, Philly, LA, Washington. You know, it was just... I'm more thankful. I have a lot of gratitude for everything that I get. You know, you don't take everything for granted anymore. Since COVID, it was kind of a reestablishment of my faith for dance music. And it really felt as well like I belong on behind the decks. You know, that's my place. That's where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share this music, not for fame or awards or whatever. I mean, that's all great. Accolades are great, but... I really do it because first and foremost, I just love this music. I love sharing it with people. I love seeing smiling faces. I love to surprise people and really, you know, generate something on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's pure love, man. It's like really taking people to a different place with the music. Absolutely. So in the year mix, I also include some of those tracks that actually aren't in the top 100, but I just feel like they're part of the journey. They're part of 2021 as a musical year.
Because the year mix is also your own personal story of the year, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Musically.
Yeah, yeah. So not a lot, but a few tracks are just handpicked by myself and are just like, I know it's not in the top 100, but I saw the crowd rocking. It fits the year mix theme. It fits the vibe of the mix. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go and listen to it.
Absolutely. I hope you like it.
Yeah. So that was it for this podcast. Like I said, the last show of this year is going to be the full video mix. In the meantime, you can also grab the CD or listen to it as the last episode of this year.
And I think also we'll be releasing it on vinyl again.
Nice. For the collectors.
For the collectors.
Including myself.
Yeah, this last year, we also did a vinyl edition and it sold really well. So,
yeah.
And there's people actually collecting the CD version. So we'll keep pressing those.
I have all of them as well.
Just, I hope you guys enjoy it and keep listening because if it weren't for the amount of streams and so much love we got online, I wouldn't be doing it because taking 3 weeks out of my private life is really a pain. But, you know, you get so much back from it. So,
amen. That's it. Amen.
So thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this. Have a wonderful Christmas. Have a great 2022. I really can't wait to share the dance floor with you again. And see you at a regular show. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in. To check full episodes of A State of Trance for free, simply visit ArminRadio.com. A State of Trance returns next week.